And we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we continue our conversation with members of the Manhattan Parks and Recreation Department. In studio now, we have Logan Singhuizen, who is the Recreation Supervisor. Good to have you in.
Thanks for having us.
And Derek Ziegenhardt, Recreation Coordinator.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you both. We're going to talk a little bit about some activities here involving youth sports.
Yep, we oversee the youth sports here in Manhattan. I've been in the position for close to 3 years now, and Derek's been with us since May.
All right, so we're getting a little bit towards spring here. I know it's only February, but the groundhog didn't see a shadow yesterday. So early spring is on its way. What do we have coming up?
Well, right now we just opened up registration for quite a few programs. Collectively, we oversee over 30 programs throughout the year. And spring and summer are a very busy time for us. We have a baseball league called Wildcat Baseball. It's a competitive baseball league for fully formed teams to come in, and basically teams that typically play in tournaments, and they'll come in and play during the week here in Manhattan. The deadline for that is March 15th. We start those games late April. We also just opened up soccer registration for our spring soccer. The deadline for that is actually in a couple weeks, so that's been open for about a month now. The deadline for that is February 16th, and we start those games late March. City League baseball, softball, and t-ball, which is mostly our more traditional recreational league. The deadline for that is April 12th, and we just opened up that registration today. So games begin for that one at the beginning of June. Micro soccer is a micro soccer clinic. It's for kids age 4 through 7. They come in 2 nights a week for about a month and learn the game of soccer, get to play games against other kids their age. And that deadline is May 10th, and the clinic starts in late May. We also will be opening up another registration period soon for something new called high school co-rec softball. We tried to do kind of a slow pitch softball league for high schoolers last year. We haven't been getting the traditional, rec league baseball and softball registration numbers for that age group. So what we're trying to do is keep them active and do kind of a slow pitch league for them to collectively play co-rec. Didn't get the traction last year, so we're hoping to kind of push that out a little bit more this year, but we'll probably open that up sometime this spring, and it'll be just a shortened season, just something to get out and stay active for that age group.
All right. And micro soccer, is that co-ed?
Yeah, so it's co-ed. The way that works is very interesting. We basically, each team is represented by a country. So we may have, 6 kids on Team USA, 6 kids on Team Brazil, so on and so forth. And the kids each have their different shirt, different color, represented by the color of the country that they play for. And the way they know where they need to show up and where they need to report to each time they come is that we have that country's flag staked into the ground. So it's kind of educational in that aspect as well. So it's pretty cool to see, to go out to the field where they're doing that and see all the different countries' flags being represented.
Well, that's pretty neat. Oh, awesome. And I imagine you need coaches.
Oh, yeah. Always need coaches. We're fortunate to have the university here, and we get a lot of college kids that come out and volunteer to coach, but you can never have enough coaches, never have enough parents volunteering. And what I say to a lot of parents is just give it, if you think you know enough about the sport to do it, just give it a try once. And typically once somebody tries it once, they want to keep doing it. So a good way to get involved there, if you go to our website, mhkprd.com/volunteer, you can always fill out a form. Those get sent directly to us, and we can reach out, and we can never have enough coaches. So.
Right. We can't do a lot of our programs without the coaches we have. I mean, we're looking for coaches nonstop. And for those parents or individuals who are not sure whether they know about the game that they're coaching, we do have resources that we can provide to help them out as well. So.
And you guys do a little training too, if I remember right.
Yeah, we have a coaches meeting where we go over a lot of things, obviously, for the season, but, to help out with practices and things like that.
Yeah. Mostly you just need bodies.
We need people that know how to corral, between 10 and 15 kids at a time, and along the way show them the basics of the sport that they're learning.
Okay, very good. As far as some other things here, there's a partnership you have with UFM.
Yeah, so we're doing a new kind of class that they approached us about wanting to partner with. The title of the class is Development of Youth Performance Using Sports Psychology Strategies. The class is taught by Fred and Dan Newton. Fred is a licensed psychologist. I haven't actually met him, but I've heard a lot about him. He enjoys doing these types of classes. It's a free class. We do suggest a $10 donation, but it's not necessarily required. The $10 donation, what we'll do with any donations we get is we'll split those between UFM and Manhattan Parks and Rec, and those will go towards youth scholarships. So any program that those kids need to enroll in. What the class is it's a little bit over my head too, because I'm not necessarily a sports psychologist, but it teaches kind of about the mental and emotional aspects of sport and how kids can handle that, and effective strategies to help control that type of thing. It'll be at the Manhattan Fire Department, Kimball and Denison. There's a lecture hall in there. It's March 19th from 7 o'clock to 8:30 at night. And you can go on UFM's website and register there. Like I said, free with a suggested $10 donation. You can always donate more, but you're not necessarily required to donate anything.
All right. Again, we're talking with Logan Singeisen and Derek Ziegenhardt, Recreation Supervisor and Recreation Coordinator, respectively here. And Derek, do you have some other things as well?
Yeah, you know, one of the things with all the programs, like I said, we run over 30 programs throughout the year, and spring and summer are probably the busiest for us. And one thing we're always needing is staff, you know, between supervisors, referees, through all our different programs. So, you know, whether we need soccer, referees, site supervisors, you know, once we get to that Wildcat baseball and our recreational baseball and softball, T-ball, you know, we're probably at 4 or 5 different locations throughout the city at that time, so we're running a lot of different areas. Staff is always needed. You know, we have, a great relationship with K-State and all the students that come in, but also high school kids and really anybody who's looking to help us out and make some money. So that's always important for us, like I said, between referees, supervisors, and umpires and scorekeepers for us throughout the year.
We'll be opening those jobs up this week for our spring and summer positions. As he pointed to, referees are always a big need, especially, you know, if our soccer league is a very recreational league in nature. You know, it's not super complex. There are rules that are pretty easy to follow. So if you've played soccer, you can probably referee soccer at that level. Soccer referees are always hard for us to find. It's just a sport that's just now kind of starting to boom in the last few years. So there's not a whole lot of people that know how or are comfortable officiating it. So anybody we can get in the door that is knowledgeable about the game, we can teach them how to referee. Baseball and softball umpires, as he mentioned, we have 4 or 5 locations a night during the summer, but that's multiple fields at each location. So some nights we may need up to 20, 22, 24 umpires working just in one night in order to be fully staffed. Now, there's a lot of times that's not possible just because we don't have the number of people that we need. So we're always looking for people to do that. Scorekeepers, those are important as well. You know, it's pretty easy to learn how to scorekeep. We have a lot of high schoolers that fill those type of jobs. And site supervisors as well, just to make sure everything's going smooth on game nights, help everybody out where needed. And those are very important positions for us too.
And there's a time commitment for a lot of these jobs. What typically, if somebody wants to come and apply, what do they need to keep open as far as their schedule?
For spring and summer, it's mostly weeknights. So you're looking, if you're a supervisor, you're looking about 5:15 to anywhere between 9 and 10, depending on the night and location. If you're an umpire, 5:30 to about the same amount of time, between 9 and 10. And we run our games Monday through Thursday, so we try to keep things off of Friday. It's hard to staff things on Friday nights anyways. And really, if you think you would be interested in that, but you can't commit to 4 nights a week, if you want to work 2 nights a week, we'd take, you know, we take as many nights as you want to work. I mean, you can find work with us. So.
All right. And some good opportunities there. If anyone's needing to supplement some income here, great opportunity there. If high schoolers need a part-time job, there's an opportunity there as well. So.
Yeah, it's our jobs typically aren't students-only jobs. These are, like you said, supplemental income. A way to earn a little extra cash on the side and be outside while you're doing it.
Yeah, it's fun stuff too. It's not like you're going in there and you know, cleaning toilets.
Right.
You're working with youth sports and all those other things. In fact, I think one of our, my producer here just got a job recently helping out with a sound technician. So
sweet. Great.
Opportunities abound here. And when we hear stuff, we like to pass it along to folks. And you guys do a great job of updating information on your website and on your social media pages. And that's another good avenue for a lot of folks.
Yeah, we put all kinds of information, especially Facebook. I mean, that's used so much by, I think, just about anybody around now. So we really try to push information out there, whether it be about programs, events, job opportunities, or just general information. That's a good avenue for us to get the word out.
Very good. Have you recap one more time just kind of those registration deadlines here for the sports?
Okay, so Wildcat Baseball, which is our team registration competitive league, deadline is March 15th. Our City League Soccer deadline's coming up soon. It's February 16th. Baseball, softball, T-ball, or Rec League, the deadline is April 12th. Micro Soccer is a clinic for 4 to 7-year-olds. Deadline is May 10th. And then High School Co-Rec Softball, we will probably have the registration period open up in April and end in late May, so that one's still kind of out there. We don't necessarily have dates set in stone for that yet.
All right. And where can people pick up an activity guide? I saw them about here in the previous segment.
Yeah, they can pick one up in City Hall anywhere, and some of our other locations as well. I believe you can probably find them at like Discovery Center and the zoo. And then we have a very easy to use online activity guide as well. You can flip through it, very similar if you were flipping through an actual physical book. So,
all right, very good. Lots of good stuff coming up here with Manhattan Parks and Rec. If you want to visit them online, mhkprd.com. Gentlemen, anything else here before we break?
Yeah, I know we've mentioned our jobs for youth sports, but there are also lots of other jobs open that are needing filled with the city. Our day camp is a big summer activity that Zachary Bayless is in charge of. We always need people to work that. It looks like we have some fitness instructor jobs open, adult sports jobs, arts in the park jobs, and even an internship and some yoga instructor jobs. So not only for youth sports, but, I mean, across the board, we're always looking for people. And you can find those on cityofmhk.com/jobs.
All right. And a great, great website, a lot of information there as well. Again, cityofmhk.com/jobs. Thanks to both of you here, Derek Ziegenhurt, Recreation Coordinator, and Logan Singheisen, Recreation Supervisor. Thanks for being here, guys.
Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet. And again, mhkprd.com, the website to go to for more information there on all Parks and Rec activities. That'll do it here for In Focus. Our thanks to all of our guests, including Ryan McKee and Molly Mayberry, and our guests from earlier in the segment. We had Suzanne Gleemore and Dr. Lorenza Lockett here. Again, the community conversation on race and reconciliation happening February 24th, Potter Hall. Doors open 6:30. The program starts at 7 o'clock. Coming up on In Focus tomorrow, it'll be Manhattan City Commission. We'll have City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Usha Reddy joining us on the program.